Okay, now I gotta make sure this. Okay, yeah, it's actually recording. I just talked for like 5 minutes and found out this shit wasn't even recording. And I'm gonna get a microphone. I've been saying I'm gonna get a microphone and a legit camera for a while now. But I really do. You know what? Today's Friday. I'm probably gonna be real busy today. I'll probably go down Monday and go try to find a camera and a legit microphone for this shit. Because I didn't think I'd be doing it this long. But I woke up and rolled out of bed and it came across a clip. I didn't watch it, but it's What's the Point of Female Friends? So I pretty much just took the dude's title. But the dude's, and I'm going to give him credit, is Alexander Grace. And he makes these videos, you know, talking about like dealing with women, blah, blah, blah. And his title was What's the Point of Female Friends? Now, I'm not even going to watch the video because I already know there's no point to having female friends. Now, in most cases, there's no point because everything a woman is going to do for you. See, everything a woman does in a woman's mind is this. Unless you find one who's like who's naive, once her brain has developed all the way, she sees man as investment. You see what I'm saying? In the best case scenario, she sees you as an investment. So she might pay for a dinner here and there. See, but she woman requires payment for her for being woman. And you can if you can go look at the studies with apes. I think it was at Yale University. I think it was Yale. You can look at studies done on penguins. You can look at pretty much any insect and mammal on the planet. Woman, like it's not even within their nature. Like they are compelled to receive payment for their time. Like women don't know how to just be good people. They don't know how to just exist and genuinely be nice and good people. They only do it because they're trying to manipulate a situation to get something out of it. It's just them. It's just like that. This is why women don't even like women. This is exactly why they can't help it. There's no reason to be legit friends with a woman. The only time I can think of where it could benefit you from time to time, but you still have to like push your ass off away for some weeks. Let's say like in my position, like I travel. So you get to a country, you don't know the native language, right? Okay. And especially if you're from a richer country, women are going to listen to you a little more because you're that foreign exotic thing. So that she could be a friend. Because she knows the native language and she knows your language, so she knows how the culture and the different countries work. Because I just went on about this for like 10 minutes and I found out my microphone wasn't recording. But a perfect example, see, because there's cultural differences where you travel. So like here in Prague, in Czech Republic, when you want to rent an apartment or a flat, they don't have rental offices, fam. There's no rental office. You just like if you're from America and you see an apartment complex, you go find a rental office. You ask them, is there a one bedroom, two bedroom, blah, blah, blah. And say, yes, no. Okay. If yes, then here's my deposit. Hold it for me. And then you got a place. It's much more simple in America. Even places like New York, it may be just expensive as fuck, but it's much easier here. When you see an apartment complex, somebody owns every single apartment in there individually. So you've got to find like this person. And a lot of times the contact information is just out of date or they may just not get back with you or like it's much more different. So like when you get a female friend in this context, it could be highly beneficial. It really can. But like if you're in your home state or home country, your home city, and you already know how everything moves, There's no benefit to having a female friend. There is none. Now there's a benefit for a female to have a man as a friend, but there's no benefit for you that even in the event that you're fucking your female friend, this is not a benefit for you. This is a benefit for her because okay, on her end, if you're fucking her, okay, she just had all she has to do is just open her holes and smile and be wet and warm, and then she's going to get some resources out of it. You see, like I said earlier, or maybe it was in the video that got deleted. See, woman is compelled to receive payment for her simply being woman. Like, and don't get mad at it, but you have to accept that is woman. Like, it's woman's nature to be this. like, and there's been multiple studies done within every insect and mammal on the planet that, and I'd say at least 90% of every insect and mammal, the woman is, she is compelled to take her pound of flesh simply because she is a woman. They can't help it. It's just their biology. They have to do it. You see, like, so this is why in other videos I would say, like, don't get mad at women. Understand them. You see, don't get mad. You have to just, you just have to understand their nature and then just exist and move on and learn how to work with it if it, you know, comes back around. But you know, as far as having a female as a friend, that is just loads of bullshit from both sides. Okay. From the man's side, he really wants to fuck her. Okay. And from the woman's side, she usually just wants an ego boost, attention boost, you know, free meals from here and there, you know, somebody to save her ego for when the bad boy, you know, doesn't give a fuck about her. And so it's all it is. It's like, it's this, from a woman's side, it's a weak ass plan for a substitute. And for the man's side, it's usually desperate hope of finally getting a fucker one day. You see what I'm saying? It's a complete bullshit lie. And once you see it, you're perfectly okay with it. So, like, the next topic I want to go with this is, see, there's a lot of guys stuck in the friend zone because of this, because they try to keep a female friend. And they're so delusional. They've convinced themselves that they don't want to fuck her when they really want to fuck her. Okay. They went through leaps and bounds to even convince themselves that they don't want to fuck her because they think that that's what she wants to hear. So these men completely rewrite their whole DNA to try to please this bitch, okay? And this bitch don't give a fuck about him. As long as the second the resources are gone, she's long gone, okay? That's just what it is. So the next step I want to get to is the reason, which is a step deeper of why men fall into this, is it is perfectly okay to be alone, especially as a man. Now, women are always on a time frame. They got to have babies by a certain age. They got to be married by a certain age. They don't want to be known as the single woman at 32. You know, they're always on, because women, everything about a woman is trying to upplay her value to make it into a pack with women or with protective men. Everything about a woman's whole life from the beginning ages is about that. It's about selling themselves and manipulating to get into groups. You see what I'm saying? This is why, like they're like, but as men, it is perfectly okay for you. Don't fall in. What I want to say is this, man. I would highly advise to not fall into that trap of what society always pushes on you and what other weak ass men will push on you. Okay. You are perfectly fine alone. There's not there. Like, do what the fuck you want to do. Like, if you look, if you want to be a porn addict, then fucking be a porn addict. Okay. And I tell you this much right now. If you are, okay, let's just use porn addict as an example. If you're a porn addict, right? You walk around and own the fact that you're a porn addict, then bitches will like you because of that. Well, if you're a porn addict and you're always trying to hide it, and no, I ain't no porn addict, that's fucking loser shit. You know what I'm saying? See, bitches pick up on it. See, that's when they don't like guys who let's say porn addict, whatever, but fucking prostitutes, whatever. Like prostitutes, like me. I own fucking prostitutes. Every bitch I fuck knows good and well that I go to brothels at least 2 times a month, at minimum. I'd say every bitch that I've ever fucked knows exactly that shit. I don't hide it. I don't withdraw it. The first time I met a bitch, I probably said it in the first sentence, okay? but I own it. You see what I'm saying? I own it. And that is a relatively, you know, in general mainstream society, is still looked down upon. Even though, like I said in other videos, all women are prostitutes. It's just how they're going to sell it and manipulate it to make it look like, oh, she's not a prostitute when she really is. Okay. And now actually a higher class prostitute at that point, especially if she gets married. But that's a whole other topic. But you, like do what you want to do, man, because I'll be 34 in like a month or two. And I start thinking, man, like, do I really want to live my life living up to people's standards that don't give a fuck about me? Like, okay, let's just entertain. Let's just say, because I'm not religious, but let's just say, religiously speaking, let's say there is a heaven, right? And you die. Like, this is just theory, because like I said, I'm not religious, but I can entertain the theory. So you go to heaven, you die. Do you think when you get to heaven, you're gonna be like, "Phew, good thing Monique from human resources didn't know I like to fuck hookers all the time. Shoo!" Like, I mean, seriously, out of all the shit that's going on in the universe, son, out of all the shit that's going on right now, because see, there's so much shit going on, right? Okay, let's say like plants right now are eating fucking air and kicking out carbon dioxide, and then the atoms within that are all they're all cooperating with each other. Fucking dogs run around right now eating dog food, and you think when you die, you're gonna be sitting up thinking, "Shoot, good thing Sarah from marketing didn't know I jacked off to her on Facebook." You know, whatever the fuck it is. You see what I'm saying? Like, whatever. As long, I would just advise, whatever you do, just don't hurt anybody when you do it. But I mean, if whatever you're doing is not hurting anybody, fucking do it. See, all that other shit, that's for people who's too desperate to fit in. Like, I'm not gonna, like, okay, I know I'm not gonna be on my deathbed, literally laying there on my deathbed, beep, beep, beep. And the first thing on some fool's mind is gonna be, "Phew, good thing I was a good friend to Susan, even though she wouldn't fuck me for those 17 years. Like, could you imagine being like that? That's fucked up, man. Like, so you living your whole life like that. That is fucked up. That's fucked up. Now, it's okay for a woman, because a woman's whole thing in life is to please people and to fit in and blah, blah, blah. You know, they're just biologically programmed for that. But as a man, that's fucking pathetic. There is, like, that would be my hell. To look back on my life, and I'm worried about what Pastor Ron said, and did I live up to what he said? And this motherfucker was probably out fucking hobos and heroin addicts. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's unbelievable, man. Like, when you think about the whole scope of shit. But no, back to the original topic. There is no for a man and woman to be friends. The only way that can happen is because, like I said, both sides are either trying to, because okay, one of the two is trying to take advantage of the other, and the other is desperately hoping that they'll get to a relationship by doing it. Most of the time, in most scenarios, it's the man hoping to get into a relationship with the woman, but it happens the other way around too. It totally does, and it happens in many different ways. Like, okay, matter of fact, this is another quick story, because I went to the brothel yesterday. And I really wanted to see one girl, but like, say we, like, my check, like, she speaks that real, real, real check. My check isn't good enough for that. So I think we had a miscommunication thing. So like, she wasn't there. So I had to go see a girl who I used to always see. And I know that I'm getting ready to not see her anymore, because even when you buy hookers, right, women did still fall in love. They still do. They still can't fall in love. Now I'm to the point, and I'll be honest with you. When I fuck bitches, like when I get with girls, I genuinely do not like to talk to women. That's partial reason why I go to brothels. I hate dealing with their presence outside of fucking. I just hate, like, if we live together, like, I mean, I'd rather live with a woman than a man, just because I can look at her, blah, blah, blah. But like, if we're not like in any type of committed relationship or anything like that, like, I genuinely despise women. I just don't like ever having to talk to women ever. Okay. Unless there's a rare situation where she has a genuine conversation. Now, I went to see the girl who I used to see a lot years ago. You just grow in life and start seeing different people. And this girl, like, I'm getting ready to, I'm not gonna say I'm gonna alpha widow her, but I'm getting ready to, like, I'm gonna have to hurt her feelings, because she texts me, in the hooker world, how this happens is, you gotta remember a woman's brain, right? Okay, when I go to fuck a hooker, I make it clear, this is money for sex, okay? I know I can fuck you without money, but I'm trying to keep that barrier between us, so you don't start talking to me like, you know, like we're cool. You see what I'm saying? This is why I come up with money, because I'm paying for you to shut the fuck up. You see what I'm saying? Because I know I can fuck you without any money, but I don't want to have to talk to you. You see? And this one, man, like, it's been times like I'll roll up in there with like $10, and she's like, yeah, come on. And then she tries to like give me food. She's always trying to give me something. She's always trying to tell me stories. And I'm like, bitch, this is why I came to fuck you, so I didn't have to hear you talk. Now you want to sit up and keep talking. Like, now I got to hear about all this stuff that's going on. Like, I might as well go get a girlfriend for this. That's why I came to see you, so I didn't have to hear a bitch talk. You see, so I'm getting ready to have, I'm going to have to hurt her feelings. And it's like I said, like, see, just because you're paying for sex doesn't, like, see, that a big misconception is when you pay for sex is that the guy is just this loser, blah, blah, blah. Like, no, like Charlie Sheen said, I'm not paying for sex. I'm paying them to shut the fuck up, fucking leave. Like, that's all I want them for. But anyway, I should have made a whole video on that separately because I keep diving deep into that. But no, there's no reason for a man or woman to be friends. No reason. There is like, unless it's a situation like where I'm in now, where if you're like moving to different countries and you don't know the language of the country, shit like that. Yeah, I would say it can, but you still have to push them off. You still have to keep distance between you and if you're not trying to like legit marry them or fuck them, blah blah blah. You still really have to keep that distance, because all that will turn into is, she's going to use you either as an ego boost in her life for when she can't get, like, you know, a date that she really wants, or she's trying to get you, usually because you're the foreigner, and it'll give her more status that she got with a foreign man. You know, her name is going to come up. Katarzyna. Oh yeah, she's dating an American. You know, so it gives her that extra ego boost. You see what I'm saying? Like, especially if you're in like a poorer country, like they just go crazy for men from richer countries. It's hypergamy. It's hypergamy. Poor country women go for richer country men. Now, and the flip side, richer country women don't go for poor country men. It very rarely works that way. Like, you very rarely gonna find a good looking German girl marry a Polish man. She will kick his ass out to the curb. I watched a movie like that. And they didn't even try to expose that part, but that's what happened. I watched a movie like that. It was look up this movie. It's called the name of it is Three Colors, and it's three parts. It's called Three. It's a foreign movie. It's called Three Colors: Red, Blue, and White. And I think, which one was it? I think Blue or Red. Red was the one. Yeah, I think it was Red. Red was the one where this French guy was with this, this Polish guy was with a French girlfriend, and she just threw his motherfucking ass out like yesterday's trash. And you already know why, because he was a poor country man. And it's not really, and it's not really because of that, but like, because France, that's just a situation. And if you live in Europe, like, you know what I'm talking about. And that shit hurts to say, but it's the fucking truth, because it's woman's hypergamy. It's woman's hypergamy. If a German man could pretty much have his pick over most Eastern European bitches, as long as he's just, you know, relatively, you know, in shape and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, in shape, has a little bit decent money. He could have his pick over that shit. Now, a Ukrainian man is going to have a headache. A Ukrainian man ain't going to stand a chance with, you know, a French woman. All right. It's just how it sucks to say, and it's difficult to watch. And I hate to watch it, because like most men are fair. Most men, it's just about the personality, blah, blah, blah. But see, women don't think like that, and they biologically can't think like that. It's their biology. They can't do it unless they're like fucked up. The only German woman who would like actively entertain like a Polish, a Czech man, a Ukrainian man, a Lithuanian man, she's going to be fucked up. That's the only time. And even then, like, she's got to have like, because it's woman's biology that like women are always looking for the next higher step. You see what I'm saying? As long as she feels that she can consistently, you know, keep this man around, she's always going to look for the next higher step. That's what it is. Now, a lot of situations, like if the guy is just too gangster for her, she'll like, you know, she'll back off because she knows she can't dig her teeth into him very deep. You know, some of them. But man, yeah, that's it. There is no. men and women don't be, are never just friends. One of them wants to fuck the other one, and the other one is taking advantage of that one. That's pretty much what, that's what has to go on between a man and woman, a man and woman friendship.